Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, happy Thursday morning to everybody out there as we get closer to, leaving tomorrow for San Francisco. Check that, Santa Clara, as the Miami Dolphins get set to take on the 49ers. And, man, they are hyping this game up nationally and matchups and everything else and defense, top defense against the top offense and what's going to happen. And then, of course, the other thing that pops up, what happens if there's no Teron Armstead and Austin Jackson? Although, I don't know, some of this stuff. You know, it's December 1st, everybody. And some of these conversations are getting old. And, of course, one that's not, of course, the team's playing great and has, in the last 20 games, 16-4 going back to last year, which has been amazing. Winning 8 of 9 last year and, of course, the 8-3 start this year. So a lot of really good things that are going on with the team. But so we're December 1st, Byron Jones still to the point, I guess, we've only got 6 games left. And, you know, if he's not playing in this one, which he's not even practicing, and that means the next one's probably out and probably means Buffalo's out and – and so here we are. And one of the biggest misses that we've had, now, not in his career, but as far as a doctor and a coach getting together and saying, when's he going to be back, you know, in this offseason? I should be back in September. Okay, good. All right. We can live with that. You know, give or take, give us a little time before. But let's just play with the month of September. Now it's a longer season. Season doesn't start now till mid-September. Yeah, that works. And here we are, man, December 1st, and no Byron Jones. And I always like to start with this because I've been injured, and I would never want anybody to accuse me of not trying to play or not being healthy enough that I was afraid I was going to embarrass myself by going out there, which would be even worse, and all those things that we all go through. So I do believe every guy wants to play. I do. And I'm having trouble the longer I sit in this chair with the Will Fullers coming in here and Byron Jones and Austin Jackson now being injured, played in 2 games, got injured in 2 games. One of the biggest guys on the team. It's just like, wow, okay. So he's basically, yesterday, coach said he's out and not going to play. But the it's just the frustration of with all this stuff that they do and, you know, all these new treatments and advanced science that they have to help guys. And I just felt like nobody is ever 100% even when they came back, right, guys? And back and I gotta throw out the needle because I don't want anybody taking that needle all the time. Because we got lied to as players when I played, and I don't want that to happen to anybody else because I was pissed for a long time, and I know some other players that have been pissed for a long, long time. I still got teammates who won't come around the team because they're still pissed, and all those doctors are dead, and a lot of those people made those decisions are now dead, have passed away. I don't mean to be cold, but just to get right to it. But it's just incredible how many guys and how long they take. And again, if you're hurt, you're hurt. Jimmy Butler, 7 games. Tyler Hero, seven or eight games before you know it. Not a couple. And again, I know it's a long season. I don't expect anybody to play 76 of 82 games anymore. But the frustration of and really good – I used to always hear, well, good, really good athletes, those guys are really good, and especially young guys, they heal faster. So I'm like, okay, I know our staff's good. I know we got great trainers. I know all NFL teams, I'd like to think, have really good trainers and most of the doctors around to kind of help them through, you know, from surgery to rehab. But it's amazing. And listen, it has nothing to do with the game because he hasn't been here all year and you've gone 8-3. Basically, neither one of those guys have been with you and you've gone 8-3 and you play without him and guys move on. There's not one guy going, is Byron back this week? No, they're going, Cater, go get him. God bless you, Cater. Cahoo's going to take over for Byron Jones anyway in the near future, full time. It won't matter. But, man, it would be really nice to have him back. Now, so I just, again, I don't want to sound like an old man here. I'm not grumpy about this topic.
It's going to come out like that, though.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. But you feel the same way. You're not a grumpy old man.
No, but that's how it's going to sound to a lot of people.
It's just, I I'm not a needle guy. I did the needle because everybody else did the needle, and I used to listen to doctors tell us, I promise you this injury won't get any worse, and it did because it, oh, no, well, fine, we can fix it after the season. Once it's fixed, it's good. Either way, you're going to need the surgery, so why not play, and we can numb it, and you'll feel like 100% because you can't feel anything in your ankle. Or toe, for me. Ankle and toe is where I inject it. And, man.
This is just a mystery. That's the difference. A full-blown mystery.
So, anyway, it's an interesting one, and I just wanted to get that out because I noticed Jimmy Butler may or may not play this next game against the Celtics in these back-to-back games, a new thing that the NBA's doing. And by the way, what a game last night. My God, if you like offense, the Celtics shot 55%, and Heat shot like 52%. The Heat hit 18 threes. The only problem was the Celtics hit 22 threes. So it was quite a show last night. I believe the Celtics scored over 30 points in every one of their quarters. And the crazy part of this game, it was still a tight ball game there late in the game. So the Heat, even without Jimmy Butler last night, hanging tight with that three-guard offense that they ran a lot of last night with Lowry, Hero, and Strus, with Bam in the middle and Caleb Martin also in there. So they went with that small lineup that we saw him mess around with a little bit during preseason.
Bam a little pissed off at that end of the game, not getting enough free throws for his team.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Bam a little bit pissed off. Good for him. I like that.
Well, it works both ways, as you know.
You've seen it.
And you've noticed that it works wherever you're playing, right?
For the
home cooking on
right.
calls last night on free throws. But, so anyway, we'll get more into the Miami Heat here a little bit later on and talk more about them now, 10-12 on the season. And Jason Tatum was just – one thing you can't complain about is how good he is. And 49 points last night, 8 threes in the game by himself. He just continues to play at a really, really high level. And they got a really good team. So we'll find out what – I guess Jimmy Butler may play in this game coming up, the second game against the Celtics.
Boston, we'll the best team in the NBA?
Find out. Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. I think at this point they're proving to the rest of the league. They're 18-4. Their record is what it is, but I think they're proving to the rest of the league not only the best in the East, they're probably the best in the NBA.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty damn good, and as this thing plays out and everybody starts, we'll see if Golden State can get back and look like Golden State and improve some things, but this will be an interesting one. But yeah, the Celtics hope, you know, usually defend pretty good, although last night the Heat, again, go for 121 points and shoot over 50% from the field, actually shot well from threes and got a really good effort, just couldn't get enough done there. Anyway, we've got that, and then tonight, of course, got Buffalo at New England, another must-watch to see what's going to happen for the Dolphins because somebody's got to lose that game, somebody's going to win, and see if New England can help the Miami Dolphins before they head to California to get going on this whole trip. So we'll see what takes place there. And then last night, Hollywood and the Canes Basketball team gets a 68-61 comeback win over Rutgers. Shot well at the end of the game. They're now 7-1 on the season. A good win in the ACC Big Ten matchups that they have. So they were able to get that win, and Coach L has just done a really, really good job. Coach L is really good at what he does and has been for a long, long time. That's why into his 70s. He now has a brand new contract. Something else I wanted to talk about, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on. Pete Prisco is going to join us from CBS. We'll talk to him about it. So I always get a kick out of this, and I always think it's dangerous. And that has to do with birthday parties on teams. So there's two things that happen on the birthday party. Star players have to invite everybody, or if you're a star player and you're going to throw a birthday party, you have to invite everybody. You can't just do a couple of people. It's a bad look, and it pisses other people off. And it can divide a team just like poor play can divide a team on offense and defense. So this thing pops up. Sierra throws Russell Wilson a birthday party, his 34th birthday party, and about half the team shows up. So everybody's going, well, she either invited half the team, which I don't think she did. I think Russell right now is looking for friends for everybody. I think he's, like every team's got guys that like him and don't like him. But when you're not playing well and you're trying to live like a Hollywood superstar in Denver and you're not winning games, it's really hard to do. You can get away with it a little bit. We've seen Tom Brady live that lifestyle. And you're winning and you get rings for me, I'll put up with whatever lifestyle you have. I don't care who you're married to, what you do, this whole thing. But no matter what anybody says on that team, and I saw yesterday Nathaniel Hackett was accusing, and some teammates came out and said, this is a joke. Media is creating this. Everybody loves Russell Wilson, and it's a joke. And I'll just tell you, the birthday party is a great one. I know one guy that threw a birthday party years ago, and everybody went to the party. And do you remember who that was?
Chad Pennington, right.
So Chad Pennington threw a party, and I had guys come to me and go, it's the first time every white and black player had with their girlfriend or wife, everybody went to his party, just to give you an idea, his leadership and how much everybody loved playing with Chad Pennington. It's one of last year's we won the AFC East, actually, was that, and that was during the Brett Favre, and Brett Favre went to New York to the Jets,
Brett. Yep.
And we got Chad, and Chad came in here, and day one took over the team. And it wasn't like, well, we're going to have a competition. No, we're not. Chad came right in and said, here, get out of the way, and we're going to get this thing rolling. But if you ever want to find out how popular somebody is on a team during a season, throw a birthday party and find out how many guys show up. How many guys on defense show up? How many of your guys? Your guys are going to show up.
Sure, of course.
Even the guys that don't want to show up, receivers are all going to show
right.
up.
Offensive linemen
going right. to show up. They're right. the ones defending. Hey, we're not blocking well, and you know it's a lot of this has been on us. But the defensive side of the ball, it's always an interesting one when you got one of the top defenses, and Denver does, and your offense can't score. So,
do you think he's as clueless as he acts?
Like I think so.
That's the thing with Russell. Here, can I play him talking his press conference for you really quick? Like,
yeah.
It just seems like he's so clueless about what's going on.
I mean, I got great relationships in that locker room. So whoever's trying to tear it down, you can't. You know, I think that the best thing about it is that it's been an amazing journey coming here, moving here, being here. You know, this is a great team. You know, and we got a great players. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to play with this team and these guys. You know, and so there's always noise, especially when things aren't going the way that you want it to all the time. And so the thing is that you don't bat an eye. You know that my biggest goal every day is to continue to try to lead at the highest level and to be consistent every day with my approach, to never change and not let the highs of life, you know, change you and not let the lows. Just be consistent with your approach and knowing that I love these guys every day, man, and who they are, what they're about, and how they impact this community and what they've done. You know, it's a blessing to be on this team, and I'm honored to be a part of this.
Yeah, so that's all great, but everybody's there to win games, and they're scoring 14 points a game.
But is he just completely clueless?
It is a great question.
I love everyone. We all love each other. Like, no, clearly that's not the case, right? They're screaming at him. You can see it on TV.
When your defense is as good as theirs, giving up 17 points a game, your defense is giving up 17 points a game. They give you a chance to give you an idea. What have they won? Three games?
Yeah,
four
three
games?
Yeah, 3-8, I believe, yeah.
So they're struggling. It's a great question. Are you that clueless of what's going on around you? And are you working that hard? Because I got to tell you, I saw all the Sierra stuff and you're my king and stuff. I saw it this morning and I went, there's a bunch of guys on that defense going, your king sucks right now. Your king and your love and all that stuff. And I'm glad they got a great marriage and you want to share it with everybody. And so lucky to have you, babe. We're going to spend the rest of our life in eternity and all those things.
But this is the same kind of disconnect he had in Seattle.
I don't know, maybe $165 million guaranteed.
A little different in Seattle, though. I would disagree with you. A little bit different. Everybody put up with everybody's junk because they won a lot.
Okay, yeah, but how much of that defense had any confidence in Russell at a certain point? Towards the end, when the Legion of Boom was kind of being traded off or
there was
leaving
one,
the team.
There was one play that tore that team apart. Right. And it goes back to that Super Bowl and whatever was called, guys are mad that Russell
didn't change the play.
And he could have changed that play, and he didn't change that play, and a lot of those guys have been a little turned off by that, and his disconnect with the team. Now, part of that, I defend him because you're a quarterback, you're going to spend more time with the coaches, and you're going to be a company guy. Doesn't matter who you are. Whatever your perception is, every quarterback, listen, look at Peyton Manning. He was leading the meetings. Somebody going to, you're going to call him a company man? No, as long as you're winning games and everything's going great, we're getting playoff money, we got a chance to get a ring, you helped me get a ring. Like Tom Brady did in Tampa Bay year one. Those guys love themselves some Tom Brady. And Tom Brady got nothing in common with those guys in the offseason. He jumps on a private plane with a woman that made more money than he did. And they went to their home in Costa Rica. Nothing in common. Their home in L.A., in Boston, and their penthouse in New York, and nobody else.
And the would-be house in Miami.
So, anyway, it was a lot of crazy stuff. Hey, we're running super late here. We'll get back to a lot more of this stuff, so stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll be back in a moment.
Yeah, I think we've grown a lot with our relationship with each other. You know, how close we've all gotten as a group. You know, I would say the communication is still something that we're continuing to work on, you know, as a whole unit, with me getting the play into our guys, with our guys communicating up front what the blocking scheme is, you know, to the tight ends making certain calls, the receivers understanding their assignments, you know, and then it translates also to the passing game. You know, I think we've done a lot of good things, but there's still a lot of things that have been left out on the field, and we continue to grow and we continue to get better at those things every week. It's been really good having a veteran as himself, you know, help out with the guys up front. You know, when Liam went down, how, you know, he kind of took, you know, Rob Jones under his wing and kind of helped mentor him throughout the process of what it means to be a starting left guard, you know, and how you go about your business. And so, you know, just seeing their relationship grow and, you know, how they communicate on that side, you know, and then also with having Austin Jackson back, you know, really helps. So, you know, I think, you know, when you have someone like that who's a veteran, you know, those guys come in on a Monday, just the O-line, you know, and he runs their meetings. You know, I was in their meeting this past Monday before we had our offensive meeting, and it was really cool to see him take charge of that room, you know, and kind of show guys and tell guys, you know, just what it was. You know, hey, I take ownership of this, you know, that's my fault. And, like, nothing slips, you know, like, no one gets a free pass, not even himself. So that was something really cool to see.
Man, I got to tell you, this thing, every time you hear somebody talk, you're going, wow, this is the way it's kind of supposed to be. Leaders being leaders and quarterbacks spending time to see what the offensive line's going. This is really cool stuff that's going on, and kind of in the perfect world of football, this is the way it's supposed to be. There's not supposed to be offense and defensive frustration and there's not supposed to be, you know, the quarterback stuff and the stuff that's going on with the Jets, although they took care of that real quickly with Mike White. But stuff going on in some of the programs and some of the teams right now that are losing. I mean, this thing is just – and
Joe, the team's winning and there's no dysfunction. We're not used to that.
So
– well, do you notice that as Tua seems more and more comfortable on the field, he seems more and more comfortable off the field too? Like, you just listen to the way that he speaks to the media. I mean, you should compare that to the stuff we heard last year and even early this year. Like, he just sounds like a different guy.
It started in camp.
He sounds like the leader of the team. He sounds comfortable.
When you get your confidence by playing well, right, and you start putting together really good games and you look at your numbers and his numbers are right up there at the top and – In the games that he's played so far, eight and a half games so far that he's played. Yeah, so but it's just going into their meeting room and sitting with those guys to see what they're going through and things that they're looking at so he can get a feel for it. Like, you know, he doesn't have to do that. Yeah. Nobody says, Hey today, if you get a chance, hey Tua, why don't you run in the O-line? You know, those guys just do nothing but get beat up over the second half, the way they played, especially with Teron out there. Can you just go see what's going on? And you go in there and you hear that. It's just it small has, I think, actually has a lot to do in helping games and helping your team come together and camaraderie and helping things, especially. And the one thing I do, like, whoever's playing, hey, man, we're expected to play at a high level. So if you're a backup and you have to play, I get it, you don't make and you're not as good as the other guy that you're taking over for, but we expect you to still play pretty damn good. We expect you to band-aid it pretty well, and you keep rolling. And so that's the message as they get set for this trip to California, starting with the 49ers and working your way down to the Chargers as well, and then Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills in the third game. And man, we're down the last six games now. It's December 1st, and start looking at everything with this team and all these great stories that are taking place It's fun. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in this game. You're playing against the number one defense. They got a bunch of really good football players. They've had a lot of success recently. Seemed like just yesterday playing a Super Bowl down here with a lot of those same guys that are playing. And so, but saying all that, you know, we're talking about guys stepping up. And as many great stories as there is with Waddle and Hill and Tua and the frontline guys that they have that have still had good seasons on defense. But it's been the Cater Cahoos. It's been the Sherfields. It's been those guys that have stepped up. I mean, Cater Cahoo's one of the top-rated rookies. And when I say rookies, not undrafted rookies, rookies. Drafted, not drafted, coming out. His marks, hasn't given up a touchdown pass yet.
He's been the great story on defense when it comes to outside of the fact, any superstar on that defense, that's fine. He has been the find. And every year it seems like they're finding a guy, and this is the and you said it earlier in the season, this guy could be a starter next year. Cater Cahoo could start on this team if something does happen with Byron Jones. I can't believe it. I can't believe you could find a guy like that.
I don't know a lot, but I know Byron Jones won't be back on this team.
Yeah, no, he's done. If he doesn't play this season, he'll never play in Dolphins uniform again.
I don't even know at this point, because I mean, you know, if he's not even back on the field, he's got to practice a little bit before they're just going to throw him back out there. I mean, I just have trouble believing that they're just going to go, all right, you're the guy. Show us what you looked like last year before all this stuff happened. So it's probably
not going to happen. What a feel-good story with that crappy story with Cater Cahoo.
Yeah.
And that's great.
And they got a bunch. Yep. Hey, Craycraft. Wondering if they're even going to find a spot for him. Yeah, he got good releases. Yeah, he's got great hands. Man, runs great routes. Good, you could tell, man, somebody has coached that dude up. That guy gets everything out of himself, and then this last game has it. Sherfield's turned into a sure thing with as the third receiver on this team and all the different things. Everybody brags about what he does. But you just keep going through this team and all the really good stories of guys getting coached up in this system and playing well. Guy right tackle, Shell has been – listen, what he did – I don't care where he graded out. They had a couple really good games, and he was part of it at right tackle. So, what, 4 or 5 games? And so you get those kind of those stories, and guys come in, and you almost forget who's out there. You're not even thinking about it when, you know, you're not going, hey, Austin Jackson's not playing. You're just going, man, that five's playing really well together right now.
How about Robert Jones' story, too?
Robert Jones has done a nice job at left guard,
right,
playing next to Teron. There's a bunch on both sides of the football of guys besides the veteran guys that have done it here over the last couple years or some of the new guys. It's been a lot of really, really great stories. I'd ask everybody out there, tell me the best story of a guy that's not a star that you didn't expect. It's kind of hard to beat the Cater Cahoo
right
story. Plus, he's got a cool-ass name, Cater Cahoo. I mean – from Texas A&M Commerce.
Right.
Jimmy's looking it up while we're on the air, and I'm going, oh, my God, where is this place?
Joe, it sounds like a fake story at a fake college. That's what it sounds like. And look at this guy.
But that's one of them. Hey, another guy, Justin Bethel, 33-year-old guy. We signed kind of the last second there and go, oh, he's a really good special teams player. And they're going, huh, he's been a really good cover guy. He's had to cover a lot of guys. And actually, they moved him ahead of Noah Igbinoghene, who hasn't been active in the last couple of games, and they're playing with, actually, I've been saying this, less corners and more safeties on this team so far.
Isn't that crazy with everything that's going on with that defensive backfield that Noah still can't be active for some of these games? Like, I'm shocked. With all the help you're going to need back there, I'm shocked he's still kind of inactive. That's not saying much about him right now, and that stinks because he had a game or two where he looked like maybe he was picking it up.
Yeah. If they thought he could play, he'd be out there
right
now.
There's missing guys all over that defensive backfield.
I get that Justin Bethel plays special teams and can showing at 33 years old he can cover, and Keon Crossan's healthy, and X-Man, and Cater Cahoo. But, yeah, so he's turned into the fifth guy right now, and if somebody goes down, they'll put him back out there. the McKinley story gets this interception at the end of the game, a rookie free agent out of Oregon who played in college with Javon Holland. Hey, how about the Eric Rowe story? Eric Rowe wasn't active 1 week. He's like, what's that about? Comes in and, listen, we couldn't live without him right now. Big hits, covers on the outside, covers on the inside, and has been – there's a bunch of really good stories of guys that we don't talk a lot about. Andrew Van Ginkle is going to join us tomorrow morning, another guy that's does a little bit of everything, gets right. a sack, makes a tackle, picks a fumble up and runs it back for a touchdown, blocks a kick.
Just does a utility guy, right?
Just
does a lot out there.
Just a lot of really good stories with this whole group, man.
But there's a ton of good stories because they're winning, right? If they were losing, if they were 3-8, we were talking about the
fact. Yep.
Byron Jones, what's happening with him? Why isn't Gesicki? You know, like we'd be talking about all this. It helps when you're winning.
You're right. So the Byron Jones story, even though now I caught you, just you want to get your best desserts back and hopefully some of these guys can come back. But at this point, listen, man, they've done it without Byron Jones to get to 8-3 and basically Austin Jackson hasn't played, not to mention all the guys that are on the IR, the four or five guys. I mean, you lost some really good guys in Jones and Nick Needham and Eichenberg was playing left. You lost some guys. You'd love to have back right now for sure. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. As last night, the Heat decided, let's do a shootout with the Celtics and see how that goes. We'll tell you more about that. Plus, Miami Dolphins getting set for three tough road games, all with winning records. And so we'll talk more about San Francisco and Miami as well. Got a lot more to get to there. What do you got for us, Zach?
All right, well, it's holiday season. I'd like to tell you what the best holiday gift you can get someone is. How about a bottle of Zaffra rum? Yes. If you haven't had it yet, you got to go out and try it. It is an outstanding, outstanding rum. And it's a great holiday gift. And there's two different bottles you can get somebody, by the way, a 21-year aged bottle or the limited edition 30-year aged bottles of Zaffra rum, unlike any other rum I ever had before. When I tried it a couple years back, I was blown away by it. It is so good. It tastes great, too. It's easy to go down. And listen, it's great. It's aged in bourbon oak casks. And you might ask, well, what does that mean? Well, it's because of that that it has an elegant aroma. That's right. It's perfectly balanced with the taste of fruit and spice, and it has that elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks. Great for top-shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up around the rocks, and great with your favorite cigar. If you love cigars out there, Cigar Aficionado magazine, they recommend Zaffra rum by saying with that spice and oak barrel flavor, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. And the Beverage Tasting Institute, they gave an exceptional 95-point rating. It's just really just another one of the prestigious awards there at Zaffra Rum, but it's not easy to get that. And it's a holiday season, so give it as a gift. If you're going to a holiday party, if you want something for yourself, get yourself a nice bottle of Zaffra Rum, too. They're social media friendly, by the way, so you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Zaffra Rum, at Z-A-F-R-A. Zaffra Rum reminds you to always drink responsibly. Happy holidays, and remember, there is no rum without Zaffra.
Yeah, I walk.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A lot of Troy Polamalu when you know, I was growing up, just because of him being a Pauly brother as well, and then, you know, kind of seeing Talanoa's, you know, film, very similar, like very instinctive, very intuitive, like understands like what has to be done in their defense. Doesn't necessarily like do much as far as not trying to disguise, like really good at disguising if it's cover four, if it's three weak, if it's three strong. And then when he has the pressure, like you can see it over and over again, like does a really good job listening to the cadence, you know, and trying to time things up in that sense. So, you know, we're gonna have to, you know, mix it up just so we give him a hard time to try to figure that out. You know, it's not just him that we have to worry about. You know, they got Dre Greenlaw. They also got number 54, who in my eyes is like a really, really, really good ball player. You know, they got Bosa. I mean, they got dudes everywhere, you know, at every position. So it's going to be a great opportunity for us offensively to, you know, dial in on the details of our offense and execute them.
All right, Tua Tagovailoa talking about the San Francisco 49ers defense. And
they're talking about the NFC Pro Bowl team. That's what
yeah, he did. He actually talked about a bunch of really good players, right. Three or four of those guys that they really build that around and have been really, really good. Maybe the best pass rusher, maybe the best middle linebacker in football. So anyway, yeah, this thing's going to be fun. And it's real, you know, you sit there and I listen to everybody last night and curious what the national guys are saying, and we've heard our former quarterback say he's the best in the box right now, and other guys all have a little different take. It's pretty funny, and I know everybody's got to give a fresh take every day on the Tua thing, throwing the deep ball as well as anybody, throwing his quick passing game with a quick release, and so everybody is just all over the place about what Tua can do, all the you know, run pass option, the RPOs, and getting rid of the ball, which by the way they have been really good on those slants and those post patterns off that run pass look where sticks in his running back's gut, pulls it out and lets it fly. But yeah, everybody's got a little different take. I get in a kick out of all these guys, and oh, his 20-yard throws have been really good, his anticipation, which, you know, a lot of nice things are being said about you right now, man, from everybody of what he's been able to do with his receiving core to get the most out of these guys so far. And yet it comes down to one thing before you throw that ball is if you have to play, which it looks like they will, with your backup tackles, how much does this hurt and what can you do to buy enough time to throw those 20-yard routes, which deep curls, deep square ends, occasional takeoff, catch somebody cheating in the middle of the field where you go over the top. Are you going to be able to do that, or is this just going to be Mike McDaniel talking about this is going to be quick routes, quick slants, it's going to be quick takeoffs, it's we're gonna pick for each other a little bit, and those type of things, and, of course, those quick screens to the outside. So we'll find out Greg Little and Shell and see what you get, because there's a really good chance. I know the coach is saying, hey, Teron Armstead, don't count him out of this game yet. Then he did say Austin Jackson looks like he won't play. So what can you do with your backup tackles? Can you get enough time and can you do enough things? Because I heard the coach was interesting last week in the second half. He said a lot of that's on me. I did some things. I should have made some adjustments. And he was talking about no time to throw. I mean, the quarterbacks were just get the snap and get killed. I mean, they just got hammered, both of them. So he's talking about doing some different things. And if anybody can do it and put together a game plan that will work.
It's the mad scientist.
Right. It's Miami Mike. I love that man. Raheem gave him that name, Miami Mike.
I do like that.
I just really like that,
Mr. Swag. Right.
Just you know, he's gone from nerdy to cool. It's amazing when you're good at something, you're going, yeah, he's a little different. Man, he's cool. So yesterday, talking to San Francisco radio station out there for KNBR, and you know, they want to know, and they're hyping up this matchup.
As they should. Yeah.
And talking about how big this game is. And they were like, We never knew Mike McDaniel. And I just went, huh? Like, coach, head coach out there didn't let his assistants talk that much, so we really never knew much about Mike McDaniel. So we're all going, hey, that used to be the guy calling plays. Right. And putting a game plan together, not calling plays, but putting offense a game plan together and working hand in hand with the head coach, and we never knew him. So he goes, tell me about him. And I was like, wow. He was out there for a while, and
they knew nothing.
And their own radio station where the games are played, those guys knew nothing about Mike McDaniel. Yeah, he got an interview. They know Sala. Sala was kind of the big name guy, and when they had the good teams, and they'd always go, this guy's going to be the next head coach, and he is.
And those defenses were sick.
And because they were asking me about the Jets defense and how good is it, and it had to do because Sala was their former defensive coordinator. But I just I was like, wow, we had no idea he was ready to be a head coach. We just didn't know that much. Nobody said much about him. He was just kind of, you knew he was there. You knew, you know, what he looked like, but nobody really ever talked to him, so you didn't. And I do think a lot of this stuff's new to Mike. I do think this is the first time that Mike's had to get out in front and talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever kind of spin he wants to put on stuff, talk about injured guys, talk about guys playing their butt off, how many stories does he want to tell, because he's been great with the media. And I think we've seen him get a lot better. He's a little bit more focused on whatever you ask him. He doesn't, you know, he used to get out there and cover 17 things on one question.
One question, 5 minutes.
And but now he's improved on that too, whatever that's worth. Not that fans care about that. They just want to win games. But
also remember that every question he's answering now is from the detail of what just happened. And in the beginning, it was more of just asking him, what his offense is going to look like? What do you think of this guy? What do you think of that guy? Now, like you said, he's got to answer the details. In the game, you know, last week, this happened. Tell us about it. And the fact that now we're getting to see him on these NFL films and these open kind of mics and everything, I think it's great for him because he's got one hell of a personality. It's a little quirky, but it's one hell of a personality.
Well, I think, first of all, he's enjoying this. I think he's very likable. You know, I do. I think if you walked up to him as a fan, he'd stop and say hello and shake your hand.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, he's always looking for bad when you get a win. I don't think he's ever going to Saban you. That's just not his personality. I think he understands whatever you are. You can't fake it around players. You can't try to act like somebody else. I don't know why so many coaches try it. I don't know why. You got to be yourself, man. I've seen too many guys try to be Belichick. Black guys and white guys try to act like Belichick. And only Belichick can be Belichick. Don Shula, it didn't work for anybody else. I'm not saying any names because I don't want to stir any drama here today. But it didn't work for Shula. He was the only guy who could get away with the way he talked to guys and the way he motivated guys and the fans that loved him for his disciplined teams. But that style, you got to have your own style. You can't.
Well, he does.
And so this guy comes in, man, and I don't know that much about Shanahan. I don't. I'd be making it up. But I just feel like this guy has sat back and put his game plan together as what he's going to be like as a head coach, and he's done it. He's taken the best of everybody and then said, all right, I like what he did and that guy did, but I'm going to do my own thing. Because I don't even think Shanahan can be as positive and as upbeat about everything as much as Mike McDaniel is. I really don't. All right, listen, we got to go to break. Got 7 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to get to. But before we do, I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Best overall products we've ever had. And I've been with South Florida Chevy dealers for a long, long time, long enough to have lots of Tahoes and buy a Tahoe and a Trailblazer. And I just tell everybody, seeing all the changes through the years, these really are the best overall cars, trucks, and SUVs. The SUV family is hot right now. The Tahoes and Suburbans have got a brand new look here over the last 2 years. And not just a new look, but have added more space to it. The midsize SUV, the Traverse is just, it doesn't feel midsize. It just feels like it's got so much more room and a great look to go with it. Nobody's going to accuse that Traverse of being ugly. And the smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, So much style and substance, you're going to fall in love. If you feel more comfortable in the smaller SUVs, spend some time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got new and used in great shape. Silverado trucks, the perfect truck for your lifestyle. Whether it's a full-time working truck or still needs to get those kids around, we got it for you. We make so many different style trucks. Strong, durable, hot-selling Silverado trucks, new and used, ready for you. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, we've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.